Scripture reading for today is in the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verses 1 to 8.
今日读经文来自启示录21章1到8节。
Worship leaders will be reading this first in English and then in Cantonese.
带领的会首先用英文读，再用广东话读。
Revelation, chapter 21. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away.And the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people. And God himself will be with them as their God.He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away. And he who was seated on the throne said, Behold, I am making all things new. Also he said, Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. And he said to me, It is done.I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give from the spring of the water of life without payment. The one who conquers will have this heritage, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. But as far for the cowardly, the faithless, the detestable, as for murderers, the sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars,Their portion will be in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second death.
启示录第二十章一到八节，我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。我听见有大声音从宝座出来说：看啊，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他要作他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，作他们的神。神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭号、痛痛，因为以前的事都过去了。坐宝座的说：看啊，我将一切都更新了。又说：了写上。因这些话是可信的，是真实的。他又对我说：都成了。我是阿拉法，我是俄姆加，我是初，我是终。我要将生命泉的水白白赐给那口渴的人喝。得胜的必承受这业。我要作他的神，他要作我的儿子。唯有胆怯的、不信的、可憎的、杀人的、淫乱的。行邪术的、拜偶像的和一切说谎话的，他们分就在烧着硫磺的火湖里，这就是第二次的死。
The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever.
草必枯干，花必凋残，唯有我们神的话必永远站立。
We're very happy to have Pastor Jin give us the message this morning, new heaven.And new earth.
今天我们的郑牧师为我们传讲神的福音，题目是新天新地。
Good morning, church.
各位早晨。
Could we greet one another to your left and right by saying Happy New Year, everyone?
你向你周围的人打个招呼，讲新年快乐。
新年快乐。
Good to see you all this very first Sunday morning of 2026.
好高兴喺2026年第一个主日去见到大家。
And may God bless you who chose to worship Him on this Sunday morning.
愿神去祝福你，因为你选择喺呢个早上去嚟敬拜神。
Before we hear God's word together, would you join me in a word of prayer?
在我哋听神嘅话语之前，我哋一齐祈祷。
Lord, we stand before the finished work of
天父，我哋站喺耶稣基督与已经完成嘅救赎嘅工作。
We pray that by the power of the Holy Spirit, the same Spirit poured out on the first Pentecost,
我哋藉住神嘅圣灵嘅大能，同一个圣灵喺五旬节里边去倾出嚟。
The same Holy Spirit raised Jesus from dead,
同一个灵去使耶稣基督从死里复活。
You would grant us not only clarity of mind but fire in our hearts.
你俾我哋有清晰嘅心。并且是心里面火热。
That we may walk with you every step of our way in your suffering and glory.
而我们与你一起去同步，无论是苦难，无论是荣耀。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. And I dearly pray to God that this sermon may speak to you and into your heart who really needs to hear today.
我祈祷，向神都祈祷，希望今日的讲道是向着你的心去讲，因为你是需要的。
That God would speak His words of comfort.
让神的话语是对你有安慰。
That He would speak the words of confidence.
让你的话语是给你有信心。
And that you would be encouraged.
你会得到鼓励。
Wherever you are and however you're serving.
无论你在生命里面是哪一个部分。
So let me start off with asking a question.
我开始的时候问你一个问题。
What is your vision for this year?
在今年的2026年，你的意象是什么呢？
As we, the Covenant of Grace Church, as we, the brothers and sisters of Christ,
我们作为恩约堂，我们作为弟兄姊妹，
and as we welcome 2026 and mark an end to 2025,
当我们完结了2025年，开始新的一年的时候，
I want to show you the vision that God has for His people.
我想给你看到神对于祂的子民，给祂们的一个意象是什么？
His vision for you and me.
对你和我的意象。
Your vision for 2026 might be something like, a better career goals.
对某些人来说，可能2026年的你的意象是想有一些新的职业上的目标，
or improve your health，
或者改善你的健康，
or maybe you want to improve or better some of the relationships in the past，
或者是对于一些的关系你想改善。
But God's vision for us, for His church, is bigger than that.
但是神给我们的，比教会的意象是更加大。
And I promise you, it is much biggerIt is much more glorious than anything we can imagine.
是比我们所能够想象的更加大，更加美丽。
And we will begin our first Sunday with the last element of the Apostles' Creed.
我们开始第一个主日，我们就会讲到使徒信经最后的一项。
We have finally concluded, have come to an end of our long series on the Apostles' Creed.
我们终于完结了《使徒信经》这系列的讲道。
12 sermons.
12次的讲道。
12, that's 3 months.
是三个月的时间。
Thank you for being patient.
还有多谢你们是很忍耐。
You have my support and my encouragement.
你有我的支持和鼓励。
Well, the Apostle John here in Revelation 21,he was in an exiled prison called the island Patmos.
咁啊，使徒约翰喺写呢个启示录二十一章嘅时候咧，佢系喺一个岛上面，佢被放逐，系叫做拔摩岛。
He got imprisoned there because he refused to call Caesar my lord.
咁佢被放逐，因为咧佢拒绝去称呼凯撒为佢嘅主。
As we know, most of the times, almost more than half of the New Testament were written in prison.
我们知道呢新约圣经有一半的部分呢其实在监狱里面写成的。
And somewhat, you know, in a worldly standard, however lower, however humiliating a place that is,
无论是一个几咁低微的地方，
that's when God's full consummation is given to John.
就是神他的完全的揭示给约翰看到。
That's when God gives the end toward which all humanity is marching.
就是被约翰看到所有的人类要走向的一个终结。
And here in verse 8, we only see two outcomes.
咁喺第八節裏面我哋睇到兩個結果。
They will be a group of people who are inheriting God's blessing.
咁有一班就係屬神嘅人，佢哋繼承咗神嘅祝福。
Or who will be end up in the lake of fire.
又或者佢哋會喺呢個火湖嘅裏面。
The one who will overcome through faith.
嗰班係藉住信心去勝過嘅人。
And the one who would refuse Jesus Christ as their Lord.
而另一班就是拒絕接受耶穌基督做他們的主的人。
You see, there's no middle ground.
是沒有中間的。
There's no one foot onto the wall, the other one into heaven.
沒有說一隻腳可以在天堂，一隻腳就在地上。
And which one you would be is depending entirely on your relationship with Christ.
咁你喺边一边咧，就完全在于你同耶稣基督嘅关系系点样
？Not your performance，
唔系你嘅表现
；Not your better vision for 2026，
唔系话你2026年有咩更加好嘅意象
；Not even your mourning and happiness from relationships that you had or you will have，
唔系话你同人有咩咁几好嘅关系
；But it entirely depends on your relationship with Jesus Himself。
而是在於你和耶穌基督的關係是怎樣。
So as we walk through this text together this morning,
當我們今天看今早的經文的時候，
I pray the Holy Spirit to do three things in our hearts.
我祈禱呢，聖靈呢，在我們心裡面做三樣東西。
First, it will humble us, the sinner.
首先就是去謙卑我們這些罪人。
Second, it will exalt Christ our Savior.
第二就是高舉耶穌基督我們的救主。
And third, it will promote holiness in our life.
第三就是在我们生命里面去催生到圣洁。
And those three objectives of the sermon can be summarized in one sentence.
那你以上三个的目标可以用一句的说话去总结出来。
In God's vision of new heaven and new earth,
在神给我们的意象新天新地的里面，
He will dwell with His people forever.
他会同他的子民永远一起。
And He will wipe away all tears.
他会抹干一切的眼泪。
He will defeat all enemies.
他会击倒所有的敌人。
And this future will shape how we live today.
这个将来就会改变我们今天怎样生活。
In the new creation, God will dwell His people, wiping away all our tears, which shapes us how to live today.
在新天新地的里面，神会抹干他的子民的一切的眼泪，他会跟他们一起去永远的同在，而这件事就会改变我们今天怎样去生活。
And I pray that every one of us here in this room may not only believe it by our mind, but we will believe it and cling on to it and mix with faith in our heart.
我希望在今天在座的当中，你听到这些说话的时候，不单止你是头里面去认识，并且这件事是捉紧你的心去改变。
And for our first sermon on 2026 Sunday, we will see this text in three structures.
咁我哋今日睇嘅经文咧，我哋分咗三部分。
First is vision，
第一就系意象
；the voice，
第二就系个声音
；the verdict，
第三就系个总
three victories，
三个嘅胜利。
Vision， voice， and verdict
系意象、声音同埋判决。
So first the vision，
首先系睇到嘅意象。
John says he saw a new heaven and new earth because the first heaven and the first earth had passed away.
约翰说，我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了。
The Greek word for pass away, which is called apelithon,
这个希腊的字或过去这个字 apelithon 这个字，
It is a aorist, constative aorist, which is the past tense that sees an event in full one picture.
这个是一个陈述的不定过去式，讲到这件事情是一次过已经过去了，成就了。
So he sees as the new heaven and new earth in his vision and as the old one had passed away, all at one instance, entire broad stroke of heaven.
他说看到这个新天新地来到，而这个旧的已经过去，这个是一次过的发生，瞬间发生了。
This is logically impossible.
这个在逻辑上是不可能的。
Those who are bounded by and limited by the nature of the law of the nature, this is impossible.
那些是被这个所谓自然的定律所捆住的人呢，他们会觉得这件事是不可能的。
It's like when there's a lightning and we would know when Satan came down, but Jesus only knows.
那么好像说当耶稣基督说当有 閃電落嚟嘅時候咧，好似撒旦咧摔到喺地上面，只有耶穌基督先知道。
It's like God seeing from the beginning to the end, Alpha and Omega, and yet He is in the midst of every single letter between A and Z.
就好似話神話係佢係阿拉法，佢係俄梅加，佢係由首先到終結，但係佢係喺中間嘅任何一個字母嘅當中。
It's like in Genesis 1 when God said, "Let there be light," and instantly there is light.
好似喺創世記第一章裏邊，神話要有光。嗰一刻就即刻有光。
Because the first heaven that we're living in here, an earth that we see and we feel and we experience, it will be wiped away, and the new heaven will come all at once together. It's impossible to comprehend.
喺我哋而家活着嘅呢个天地里边，当新天新地嚟到嘅时候咧，呢个旧嘅天地一瞬间就会去消失。呢个系我哋好难去理解嘅。
We wouldn't able to define it by our understanding and our way of defining it, but we will be able to understand it by way of negation. What is it not?
我哋好难去用我哋嘅理智咧去了解，但系我哋可以咧用方法咧系。將其他嘅可能性都消除先。
When Christ returns, a new heaven and new earth, and the old and heaven and old earth would switch place. It does not happen gradually, but it happens by instinctually, right there, right there.
當耶穌基督再翻嚟嘅時候，呢個新天新地嘅降臨，舊嘅嘢過去，係一瞬間發生。
It means it's not going to be decay by the law of nature. That the supernatural thing will happen in the place of nature.
咁即係話咧，呢個自然嘅法則裏邊慢慢去老化、腐爛嘅嗰樣嘢咧，係唔會咁樣發生，而係藉住呢個超自然嘅能力去發生。
So it's not going to fade away gradually or naturally, but it will be done as Jesus said it is done decisively by God's decree and His decree alone.
係好似耶穌基督所講嘅，係神嘅判決，佢嘅頒布嘅。
It's as if God the judge is hammering down his gavel and saying, the old order is finished. It is done.
好似神就一个法官咁样，佢将个锤仔即系打落去，就话呢个系成全咗啦，呢样嘢就即刻发生咗。
But why? What's wrong with the first order?
咁旧嘅秩序有咩问题咧？
What's wrong with our world?
我哋嘅旧世界有咩问题咧？
We don't need to persuade one another to your left and right to say there's something wrong with this world.
我哋唔需要用力去说服我哋周围嘅人话呢个世界有问题。
And those of you who have been Christians for a long time, we know that because of the original sin of Adam, everything afterwards of that time period is deformed from perfection.
你做咗基督徒好耐嘅人都知道，当亚当经过亚当呢个罪进入呢个世界之后，所有嘅嘢都开始去腐化。
Let me remind you with the words of Paul from Romans 8:20.
我需要提醒你，保罗在罗马书第八章所讲的。
Romans 8:20, Paul says about this world, the creation was subjected to futility through the one who subjected it.
保罗说，因为受造之物伏在虚空之下，不是自己愿意，乃是因那叫他如此的。
And as soon as God promised in Genesis 3:15 the coming of Messiah, in Genesis 3:7 he announces,Cursed is the ground because of you.
当神应许在创世纪第三章应许有一个拯救者会来到的时候，在第十七节他说地必为你的缘故是受到咒诅。
In a reformed tradition, every moment of suffering in human history somehow can trace back to the original sin of Adam and Eve.
在我们根正教的思想里面，所有人的受苦，人的犯罪都可以去追溯翻由亚当夏娃犯罪开始。
Just as we can trace back to Jesus, the second Adam, for the righteousness that we received that we don't deserve.
正如我哋可以去追溯翻耶稣基督佢嘅成就咗嘅工作，我哋能够去得到呢个完全嘅公义系唔我哋配得嘅。
The old creation must pass away because it has been stained by our sin.
旧嘅创造一定要过去，因为已经被呢个罪去污染。
And for us to dwell with this perfect and holy God, the sinful world need to be redeemed to the point that is acceptable to God Himself.
之所以我哋能够去同呢个圣洁嘅神系永远一齐，旧嘅嘢一定要过去，因为已经神已经去拯救咗我哋。
Now, some of you in this room or many of the people in the history thought this is about the destruction of the material world.
有些人是会想一下这个呢就好像是讲到一个物质世界的改变。
And that this is actually saying that God will annihilate the physical world and to start over fresh.
他們說, 這個舊的世界是完全是毀滅去開始一個新的世界。
But that is not what the text says, is it?
但這個經文又不是這麼說。
The word new here is kainos in Greek.
在, 希臘文裡面這個新這個字叫kaios。
And there is another word for new called neos.
但有另一個字也都講到新就是new。
The difference between kainos and neos is that the kainos is about renewal and re-transformation.
Kainos 和 neo的字的分別就是 kainos是一個更新,一個轉變。
But neos means brand new, like something that never existed before.
而 neo就是說一些全新的東西,一些以前未出現過的東西。
So it is the kainos heaven and earth, not neos.
所以就應該是一個 kainos的新天新地，而不是neo的新天新地。
Now kai in Greek means end or plus end, A and B.
Kainos這個字咧就係話啊加上。
So we see that neos can mean brand new, but kainos end means renewing, the renewal heaven and earth.
一個更新嘅新天新地。
So substance wise, it's not the new created. Heaven and earth. The old one that God has created and called it very good is now going to be restored unto its original glory.
這個舊的所謂的舊的天地是神去改變成他曾經說稱呼這個是好的他將他改變是變成他原本應有的榮耀。
And the evidence of this renewal is that there is sea no more.
这个更新的一个另一个证据就是说海也都不再有了。
Now in ancient world, in the time of the Old Testament, the sea, Hei Thalassa, represented chaos, danger, and the realm of evil.
在旧约里面,海这个东西是代表着混乱,代表着危险,代表着邪恶。
We see sea in Daniel's vision, in the book of Daniel, is where the beast of persecution are being born into.
在但以利的意象裏面,這個獸,這個迫巴人的獸,也從海裏面生出來。
And in the book of Revelation, sea represents a place where a harlot sits.
而在啟示錄裏面,海也是大淫婦所坐的地方。
And it is where the beast rise.
是這個獸所出現的地方。
So the sea can represent everything in this fallen world that is beyond your control.
所以海也可以在这个破落的世界里面代表着一些我们不能够控制到的东西。
And when the sea is no more in verse 1, it means something that is beyond our control, essentially evil is no more.
当第一节他说海也不再有了的时候,就是说这些代表着邪恶的我们不能够控制的东西,也都不再存在。
It could be the diagnosis that you didn't expect from your doctor.
可能是從你醫生裏面俾你一個診斷係你唔會預期到嘅。It
could be the political turn that crushed your business.
可能係嗰個政治嘅改變，以致到你嘅影響到你嘅生意。Or
it could be death of someone that you dearly loved.
又或者你所愛嘅某一位咧係死去。These
sea we cannot control.
呢啲嘅海我哋唔能夠控制。You
cannot tame it, nor manage it, or positive think it.
我們不能夠去順服祂,不能夠用一個正向的思考去改變祂。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
there will be a day where the sea that you wanted to just overcome will be no more.
有一天,你想勝過的那個海是不會再出現。
But if you are trying to manage it,
但如果你嘗試去控制它的時候,
if you are trying to overcome it by work performance,
如果嘗試用你的工作所做的事去改變它的時候,
if you are so out of your mind to identify yourself, even though you are a citizen of heaven, with that sea,
如果你作為天國的子民,你嘗試去認同它的時候,
you're building sandcastle.
你是建築一個沙的堡壘,
that will be crushed at the tide line.
是會被海浪去沖散。
The old order must pass away.
舊的秩序要過去。
The one that you think you're in control.
嗰個你以為能夠控制到嘅。
Where you basically think yourself as a good person.
無論係你可能建基於係你做一個好嘅人。
Where death seems distant and hell seems a myth.
當你以為啊死同你係個距離仍然係好遠。
But unless there is a new creation.
但除非有一個新嘅創造。
Unless there is a place where there's no more chaos, no more evil.
除非有一個地方係唔再有混亂，唔再有邪惡。
Unless we know that the one who created the old one can redeem the new.
除非嗰個創造舊嘅能夠去用救贖去救贖新做新嘅。
We're still in the old, and the old will pass away.
而呢個根咧喺仍然喺舊嘅地方，舊嘅嘢係活過去。
Which side do you represent?
咁你係代表邊一面咧？
Will you be passed away?
你係咪會係成為過去咧？
Because you are identifying yourself with the old.
因為你去同舊嘅世界去認同。
Or will you wait and overcome in faith?
還是係你會藉住信心去等待去勝過咧？
There will be a day where new and the old will happen all at once.
有一日，舊嘅同新嘅會同一時間發生。
And unless the Alpha and Omega, unless the beginning and the end is your Lord and Savior,
除非嗰個阿拉法、俄梅加，首先嘅同埋末後嘅係你自己嘅，你嘅主同埋救主。
You would not be able to stand.
你唔會能夠站立得。
Of either world.
你唔能夠係喺任何嘅一個世界裏邊去站立。
And that's exactly what the vision reveals to us.
呢個就係嗰個意象俾我哋睇到嘅嘢。
John's vision continues in verse 2, the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God.
喺第二節佢繼續講話呢個新天新地從神嘅裏邊去降落嚟呢個新嘅耶路撒冷。
When the old has passed away, the new city comes down from heaven.
当旧嘅过去，新嘅耶路撒冷由天国里边降临。
It descends from heaven because salvation is from above.
从天而降，因为呢个救恩从天而嚟。
Now every religion in the world would say, "Do this and you will be saved."
喺世界上边，其他嘅宗教佢哋都话你要做呢啲，做呢啲，你就得到拯救。
But only Christianity says heaven descends upon you in grace and gift.
只有基督教佢话。这个天堂呢是来到你的当中是藉着恩典是一个礼物。
And what heaven, what gifts that God has for you has been promised by Jesus in John.
神给你的一个礼物这个天堂呢已经 是藉着耶稣基督应许给你。
John 14 verses 2 to 3 says, In my Father's house are many rooms, I go to prepare a place for you.
在约翰福音14章耶稣说在我父的家里有许多住处。他说我去呢原是为你们预备地方。
That house is the city that comes down.
那个家就是这个从天而来的这个新的耶路撒冷。
It's a place of beauty and glory.
一个地方一个充满了美丽和荣耀。
Because the intimacy relationship with God will be forever.
因为跟神亲密的关系是会是永远的。
You know what makes us beautiful?
有乜嘢使我哋美麗咧？
Those of you who are seeking after your own beauty，
嗰啲去尋求自己美麗嘅。
It's not your inner beauty nor outer beauty，
唔係話你嘅內在美或者外在美。
It is your relationship and intimacy with God，
係你同神嘅關係，你同神嘅親密。
When God's glory is reflecting upon your inner person and outer person， that's when you are most handsome and beautiful。
当神的荣耀在你的内在和外在去反映出来的时候，你就是最美丽。
And apart from your pursuit of beauty outside of God will ultimately give you a disrespect.
当你在神以外去寻求这个美丽的时候，最终你会被人是否
定。It will fail you.
它会使到你失败。
Because you are made for glory, you are made for greater things.
你被造是为着神的荣耀，是为着更加大的东西。
Because you are an image bearer of God's glory.
因为你是神的形象的持有人，你是带着神的荣耀。
Do not adorn yourself with the lesser good, but the perfect good that comes from above.
你不可以用一些更加比较次要的东西去装饰你，你要从神里面去得到 装饰你自己。
When God says, "I'll go to prepare a place for you,"
当神话我去为你预备地方嘅时候
，we must see the connections between the things that we have confessed in the Apostles' Creed and now.
我哋要去尝试去联系咗喺使徒信经里边我哋认信嘅嘢同埋而家嘅嘢。
We confess that we believe in God the Father, the Creator of heaven and earth.
我哋承认我哋信天父呢个创造天地嘅。
And now we see Him redeeming His creation stained by sin.
我哋睇到佢系拯救所有嘅嘢，有啲曾经被罪去污染嘅。
And we confess that we believe in Jesus Christ, who ascended into heaven, will return again.
佢话我哋话我哋信耶稣基督，佢已经系从天而嚟，并且系已经翻去天国。
And here in John's vision, Jesus is descending with His new city.
而喺约翰嘅意象里边，耶稣基督喺从同埋呢个新嘅天地咧，一齐落到嚟。
And we believe in the Holy Catholic Church. We believe in the communion of saints from every tribe and every tongue.
我哋话我哋信圣仪公嘅教会，我哋信圣徒相通。
And here, the communion of saints, the Holy Church, are made being ready to be a bride.
所有嘅圣徒同埋呢个圣洁嘅教会已经准备好系作为耶神嘅新妇。
The second half of verse 2 in today's passage says, prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband.
第二节里面说好像新妇装饰整齐等候丈夫。
Brothers and sisters, that's the church.
弟兄姊妹，这个就是教会。
The bride is the church, the groom is Jesus.
新妇就是教会，这个丈夫就是耶稣。
Everyone who has trusted in Christ alone for salvation.
所有相信单靠耶稣基督而得到呢个救恩嘅人
，and she will be adorned, decorated, and made beautiful.
佢会被装饰整齐，变得美丽。
Who are you married to?
你要同边个成亲呢
？Who are you adorning for?
你装饰整齐系为边一个呢
？Are you made beautiful for the things that are temporary?
你系咪为嗰啲暂时嘅嘢使到自己美丽呢
？Are you decorating your soul with the things of this world?
你是不是用这个世界的东西去装饰你的灵魂呢
？If that is you, I want you to turn away from that path.
如果你是这样的时候，我希望你从这条路上面转。
You, men and women of God, deserve eternity in Christ alone.
你作为神的子民，是在耶稣基督里面，唯独在耶稣基督里面去得到永生。
Maybe we have been drenched by the ways of this trial.This world and the success that we were defined.
可能我哋被呢个世界所讲嘅成就去冲击住。
But do not forget your identity in Christ.
但系唔好忘记你喺基督里边嘅身份。
Your degree cannot identify you.
你嗰个学位唔能够俾你个身份。
Your relationship with other friends cannot identify you. They may know a little bit about you.
你和你的朋友关系不能够给你这个身份，他们可能知道你很少。
How much money you make in a year does not define who you are.
你一年赚多少钱不能够给你个身份。
Far from it, it cannot make you beautiful.
也不能够使到你美丽。
The only thing that the beauty will last unto the eternity is your intimacy with Christ.
那样能够使到你在你永远里面是美丽的，只有你和耶稣基督的关系。
And he has given the pathway for you to walk that way.
神已经给你这条路，你可以行上去。
Because I know some of us are thinking in this morning.
我知道有些人在这个早上去想。
Pastor Jim, that's all nice.
谢牧师，这些都很好。
That's all nice, but what does that have to do with me right now?
那对我现在这一刻有什么关系呢？
Well, let me tell you one thing clearly in your soul today.
让我讲一样嘢好清楚嘅，
就喺你嘅灵魂里边。You do not belong to this age.
你唔属于呢个世代。
You are traveling onto the glorious heaven.
你系行紧一条路，系向住呢个永恒嘅荣耀
天堂。And every relationship that you're in, and everything that's happening in your life, is preparing you to be an adorned bride for Christ.
你在生命里面所有发生的事和其他的关系都是装饰着你，是为着耶稣基督去预备。
When we see today's passage clearly as is, it should change the way that you invest your time daily.
当我们看到今天的经文的时候，应该要改变到你每一日怎样用你的时间。
At least you should ask yourself, how am I using my money?
首先我哋要问嘅，我点样用我嘅金钱
？How am I using my affection this year？
我今日所我点样去用我所喜爱嘅嘢
？And the answer is already given in Colossians 3, chapter 3, verse 2.
呢个答案已经系哥罗西书嘅第三章要讲出嚟。
Set your minds on things that are above。
佢话你要思念在上边嘅事。
Not on things that are on earth。
不是在地上嘅事。
If you are citizens of heaven in this world，
如果你系天国嘅子民
，that citizenship must change the way you live in this world。
呢个天国子民嘅身份要改变你喺呢个世界上做事嘅方法。
But we can't do it on our own。
但系我哋唔可以靠自己做。
I am sorry to break it out for you。We can't try to earn that identity。
我要坦白讲你听，我哋唔能够去赚到呢个身份。
I'm not saying to just give you a quick pointer to Christ, but I'm saying as the one who tried.
我哋讲你听就系话，你唔可以净系尝试。
It only seems like the end is a dead end。
你会觉得呢个至终终结都系一个掘头路。
We seems to be heading towards the city of God, and yet my mind, at an instant moment, is heading towards the city of destruction.
我哋以为我哋行紧去神嘅天国，但系我哋至终嘅系去一个死亡嘅路。
Seemingly with the New Year's resolution, I am holding on to the greater, not former things, but things of heaven, and yet the next day, I go back to my own routine.
好似喺新嘅一年，我去思念神嘅事，但系喺下一刻，我又去谂翻我自己嘅事。
I'm sure some of you can relate to that。
我相信有啲人都会咁谂。
That you have a spiritual deprivation。
你觉得喺灵里边去枯萎。
Do you see there is a hole in your spirit that cannot be filled with what you do？
你睇到你嘅灵里边，无论你做乜嘢，都唔能够去充满佢。
Some of you are struggling with very existential problem of as。The one as person，
甚至乎有啲人咧，觉得自己嘅存在，佢哋自己嘅身份都觉得有问题。
Who am I? Where am I coming from? And where am I going?
我系边一个？我由边度嚟？我要去边一度
？Ecclesiastes tells us that God has put a mind of eternity, so we will not be able to understand completely。
传道书已经讲咗话，神已经将呢个永恒嘅事咧摆喺人嘅心里边，人唔能够明白。
But if that's the word of Ecclesiastes, just look at the word of Ephesians chapter 5.
再睇下以弗所书第五章。
Christ gave himself for you.
神将自己去俾你。
When we are struggling to death,
当我哋喺死里边挣扎。
When we are trying our best and everything has failed.
当我们尝试用所有的方法但是都失败的时候
Jesus comes into your door that has been locked
神来到你所上的门上前面
And he says it is done
神说耶稣基督说已经成就了
Ephesians 5:26 says that he might sanctify her the church having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word so that he might present the church to himself in splendorwithout spot or wrinkle。
以弗所书五章二十六、二十七节，他说要用水藉着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁，可以献给自己，做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁，没有瑕疵的。
When you feel like you ran your race, you finish your race strong。
当你以为你已经完成咗一个赛跑嘅时候
，When you realize you hit the end。
当你发觉你去到呢个终点
，You know how comforting these words are to you。
你会睇到呢啲嘅说话对你有几大嘅安慰。
The sea is no more。
海又不再有了。
And you are in that ark of redemption。
你就喺呢个救赎嘅方舟嘅里边。
Safe and sound in the mighty arms of God。
喺神大能嘅膀臂当中系安全。
This is the good news。
这个就是好消息。
Jesus does the cleansing.
耶稣基督去使我们洁净。
He does the sanctifying.
他使我们圣洁。
And he does the representation of filthiness that we have before the holiness of God.
佢帮我哋去攞走我哋嘅污秽，将我哋去献俾神嘅面前。
Now, if you claim to be a Christian this morning,
如果今天早上你称呼自己系基督徒嘅时候
，and everything that I said has not a single you cannot relate to everything that I said, and not even one thing.
如果我刚才讲嘅嘢对你系觉得完全冇关系嘅时候
，in other words, there's no evidence in your life of wanting to be transformed more like Christ.
又或者喺你生命里边冇任何嘅证据。去俾我哋睇到你想改变更加像耶稣基督嘅时候。
If you come to church,
如果你嚟教会
，and there's no growing hatred of sin,
你冇生出咧系恨罪呢个心嘅时候。
If there's no increasing love for Christ in your heart,
如果你冇心里边冇更加爱耶稣基督嘅时候
，then you have a reason to fear.
你要去害怕。
Not because you must be perfect.
不是说你要是完美
But because genuine faith for the gospel will produce change in your heart.
因为在福音里面真实去相信的时候应该要在你的心里面产生改变
Let me borrow a word from the Puritan, his name is John Flavel.
我们用清教徒弗拉维尔一句说话
He said, the bride's adornment is not optional.
他说这个新妇的装饰呢不是可有可无的。
It is evidence of election.
这个是拣选的证据。
Now, when you face and welcome 2026,
当你面对2026年的时候
I want you to see yourself as bride of Christ.
我想你去看到你是基督的新妇。
Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of the Lords.
基督万王之王，万主之主。
And he has chosen you to be his bride.
他已经拣选你作为他的新娘。
Then your adornment is no longer an optional.
那你的装饰呢，不再是可有可无的。
James 2:17 says, faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead faith.
因为雅各书二章十七节他说，信心若没有行为呢，就是死的。
This should drive us to Christ even more.
这件事应该要驱使我们更加去奔向耶稣基督。
Now, God does not just end his communication with a vision without words of description.
神的话语不单只是静止在这个异象里面。
If God has given you a vision for 2026, he will follow up with words of encouragement, words of instruction,And words of communication.
如果神俾你睇到呢个2026年嘅异象嘅时候，神就会用佢嘅话语去继续去鼓励你、指导你，同埋同你沟通。
In verse 3, we now move from vision to voice, the second V, voice.
第三节，我哋从呢个异象所睇嘅嘢转向到呢个声音。
John says, "I heard a loud voice from the throne saying." Behold, the dwelling place of God is with men. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God.
约翰说，我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看啊，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。
Now the word dwelling here in Greek is skene.
咁呢個同在呢個字咧，喺希臘文就係 skene。
It literally means tabernacle，
就係話呢個帳幕呢個字。
For the moment God formed Adam and Eve from the dust，
當神喺從呢個塵土裏邊去做亞當夏娃嘅時候
，He designed humanity for one purpose。
佢設計人咧就係為咗一個目的
，fellowship with God。
是跟神的团契。
He walked with Adam in the Garden of Eden in the cool of the day.
他在伊甸园里面跟亚当夏娃一起去散步。
He met with Moses in the tent of meeting.
他在这个帐幕里面去跟摩西会面。
He filled Solomon's temple with glory.
他用荣耀充满了所罗门的圣殿。
And finally, he became flesh in Jesus Christ and tabernacled among us in the spirit.
最后他道成肉身，耶稣基督来到人的当中，这个会幕里面圣灵一起。
God has always desired to be with his people, and he is desiring to be with his people today.
神一路以来都是渴望同神是一同人是一齐，今日佢亦都系咁样。
So often we do a Christian walk of faith without God being at the center of it。
咁我哋喺行我哋基督徒嘅生命嘅时候，唔可能冇神喺当中。
Because there's the problem of sin。
因为有罪嘅问题。
Even in the temple, we see God was separated from us because of sin。
纵使喺呢个圣殿嘅里边，神同人都有分开，因为有罪喺中间。
Even in the church, there was tabernacle that separated from congregation to the high priest。
喺呢个圣殿嘅里边，会众同埋呢个大祭司亦都系当中有一个分隔。
There has been always distance between God and men。
神同人之间一路都系有一个距离。
But the same word is being used in John 1.
但同一个字喺约翰福音第一章都系咁讲。
When it says the word became flesh and dwelt among us, the word dwelt is the very word for tabernacle.
约翰话道成了肉身住在我们中间，这个住的字就是这个会幕这个字。
Because of Jesus who lived a perfect life that we could never live.
因为耶稣基督过过一个生活，一个完美的生活，我们不能够做到的。
And because Jesus died the death that you and I deserve.
因为耶稣基督的死是你和我都配得的。
But not only that, he resurrected from dead as our first fruit.
不单止是这样，他从死里复活作为这个首生的。
The one and only problem of sin is nevermore.
唯一的问题，这个罪不再有了。
They will be his people.
他们会成为他的子民。
Sin cannot separate us no more.
罪不能够再使我们和神去分隔。
God himself will be with them as their God.
神会和他的子民一起做他们的神。
This is the covenant language in Christ.
这个在基督里面一个约的语言。
Now those of you who are keen listener or keen reader of the Bible, those are the very word that God had with Abraham.
咁你系对于圣经吓阅读去听嘅时候，你记得亚伯拉罕用呢个字。
It was repeated to Moses in Exodus.
喺出埃及记去向摩西亦都系重复咁样讲。
It was reaffirmed by the prophets.
亦都系藉住先知系再次确立。
And in this moment, in verse 3 to 5, in Revelation 21, when new heaven and new earth, the city is coming down, that's when every prophecy finds its, yes, it is done.
在三至到五节，我们刚才读到的，当这个新天新地来到的时候，过去所有的应许呢，也都是成真，是事。
That's when God says, I will be his people, I will be their people, I will be their God, and they will be my people.
And
he gives a one more description of what kind of intimacy relationship that is with God.
他再给一个描述，就是说和神有亲密的关系是怎样的。
In verse 4, he will wipe away every tear from their eyes.
第四节，他说神要擦去他们一切的眼泪。
And death shall be no more, neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore.For the former things have passed away.
他说不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭号、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
Maybe 2025 was a year of tears for you.
可能2025年对你来说是充满眼泪。
Maybe you were battling and suffering.
可能你是经过很多的苦难挣扎。
Or even struggling.
去有伤痛。
Or maybe you were disappointed or you felt like you were crushed.
可能你觉得失望，好似被压倒。
My words of encouragement is God sees every tear in your eyes.
但是神看到你眼里边每一滴的眼泪。
And when he saw and he sees every tear in your eyes, he promises you that there is one day where no more tears.
当神看到你每一滴的眼泪的时候，他应许说有一天不再有眼泪。
Because he himself, not the church, not the pastors, not your siblings or your family members, but God himself will wipe away your tears.
因为不是你的教会，不是你的牧师，不是你的家人，而是神有一天会抹干你一切的眼泪。
This is why Paul was able to write in his prison in 2 Corinthians 4, for this light momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison.
所以保罗可以在监狱里面写到说，我们这自暂自轻的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
Because the former things will pass away.
因为之前的事都会过去。
They belong to the passing age, and they will not have the final word in the new heaven and earth.
这些事都会过去，他们不再有至终的话语权，当新天新地来到的时候。
Your suffering is real.
你的苦难是真的。
Your tears are painful.
你的眼泪是痛苦的。
But they are not eternal.
但他们不是永远的。
There will be one day these are completed and wiped away.
有一天，这些所有的事都会被神去抹干。
And then comes the climax of today's passage.
然后来到今天的讲道的高潮。
In verse 5, Behold, I am making all things new.
他说第四节，看啊，我将一切都更新了。
Now here, I am making all things new is the one who is the Alpha and Omega.
那个他说我要将一切更新的，他是阿拉法，他是俄梅加。
Is the first letter and the last letter of everything that can be named.
是所有的东西能够比上名字的东西，首先的字和最尾的一个字母。
And here the sovereign God who spoke into space, let there be light, and there was light. He said, I am making all things new, period.
这一位他说要有光就有光的，他说我要将一切的东西都更新。
Now here the verb making all things new is the present participle tense.
这个说我将一切更新了，一个是过去完成式。
The new creation has already begun in Christ.
在基督里面新的创造已经开始。
And we see that his resurrection was the first fruit of the new creation in 1 Corinthians 15.
在哥林多前书十五章二十节，他说他的复活呢是这个初熟的果子。
And his empty tomb was the down payment on our inheritance.
而他的空坟墓就是我们天上的产业的一个订金。
And he's making all things new as he sanctifies us with his word by the power of the Spirit.
他藉着圣灵的大能，用他的话语呢去使我们成圣。
And trust me, he's making all things new, not just some.
他不是知道某一些东西去更新，而是所有的东西都更新。
Everything that you can name from A to Z.
从首先到末后，所有任何的东西，他都会使到更新。
And then God says, write this down.
神说你要写低它。
Why does he say that?
为什么他这样说呢？
He gave us the vision, he gave us the voice and description, then he says, record it, write it down.
首先他给我们意象去看到，然后有一个声音去描述，然后他最后说你要写低它。
Because sometimes,
因为有的时候
the vision that God gives us is so glorious, it's hard to believe.
因为神给我们的意象，有的时候我们太有荣耀，我们很难去相信。
It is so beyond our previous experience, we cannot fathom, therefore we wouldn't believe.
因为从我们过去经验里面，我们甚至不能够去理解，所以很难相信。
Or you'd be like that Didymus Thomas says, show me the scars of Jesus and then I will believe.
可能你好像多马一样说，给我看耶稣基督的伤痕，那我就相信了。
The vision sometimes that God gives us is so immense that it needs us to remember by writing it down and recalibrate it in your mind.
神给我们的意象有时太过大，我们要写低它，以致我们能够去记得，用我们的心思去思考。
Now, I don't know many of you in this room where you are in your spiritual journey and intimacy with Christ.
在座的人当中，我不知道你跟神的关系怎样，你的信仰的路程是怎样。
Now, hear me out.
听我讲。
You might be saying, this is all, you know, we've heard this before.
可能你说啊，这些我以前都听过了。
But I'm not really sure if I can believe that Jesus raised from the dead.
可能，但是我好像都很难相信耶稣基督真的从死里复活。
Now, if that is you in this room,
如果你是这样的时候，
I want to show you the evidence of the historical evidence of Jesus' resurrection is far greater than any philosophical or Greek mythology.
我想俾你睇到耶稣基督喺历史里边从死里复活呢件历史嘅事件，比任何嘅 哲學任何嘅其他嘅思想更加大。
The New Testament account of the Greek letters that has been reproduced for evidence purpose is about 5,000 plus manuscripts.
咁喺過去裏邊喺用希臘文所寫成嘅呢個證據咧，有五千多頁。
But Iliad or the things that we read about Greek mythology, at most the reproduction or replication of that manuscript can go about 80.
咁但係喺用希臘文希臘嘅神話佢哋所寫嘅手抄本咧，大概只有80份。
And secondly, those people who died crying out Jesus was raised from the dead, they risked their life, and they wouldn't risk their life if that was a lie.
咁嗰啲人咧，因為佢哋聲稱耶穌基督已經從死裏復活，而為此而死嘅人咧，佢哋唔會用任何嘅嘢咧去就咁去去犧牲佢自己生命。
We're not talking about just a handful of people. We're talking about many, many people who put their life and died on the fact that Jesus was risen from the dead.
我哋唔係只係講緊寥寥幾個人，而係好多人去相信耶穌基督從死裏復活，並且咧佢擺上自己嘅生命咧去承認呢樣嘢。
Look this up. Google can tell you. AIs can tell you now right away.
咁你上網咧睇下就知道。
You don't have to pay seminary to learn this anymore. You pay $20 a month to Google or whatever, and you get it right there on your fingertip.
你唔需要咧，俾交個學費去神學院去學呢樣嘢。你可能甚至乎係免費上網去搜尋一下，你就睇到。
Now I heard my friend pastor saying this.
我聽到我嘅一個朋友牧師啊咁樣講。
He said he's one of the congregate, one of the elders of that church. He says, you know, I run your sermon through AI.
咁佢聽到佢嘅教會嘅一個長老佢話咧，我將你嘅講到咧擺上去用人工智能去睇一次。
It's a church in Georgia. They have about 1,000 people gather.
咁呢個教會咧喺喬治亞州，佢哋大概有1,000人聚會。
When you have a lot of people, it's more headache.
咁你當有咁多人嘅時候咧，俾你一個頭痛。
Not to say that you can run my sermon, doesn't matter, I'm okay with that.
我唔係話咧，你唔可以將我講到咧擺上網去俾 AI 睇一次。
But do so for your edification to be more like Christ.
但係你咁樣做嘅時候咧，希望你咁樣做係為咗你自己嘅造就係更加像耶穌基督。
If you do find a heretic message in my sermon,
如果你喺我嘅講道裏邊聽到一啲唔係好正統嘅教導嘅時候，
please don't talk to anyone but talk to me first.
咁啊，千祈唔好同其他人講，首先嚟同我講先。
And I can assure you, I can explain what it meant.
咁我能夠去好肯定能夠去同你解釋究竟係咩意思，讓我哋一齊去成長。
But after all, I know I'm running late. I want to mention that Christ must be exalted in your life.
但我想講嘅就係話，耶穌基督喺你嘅生命裏邊一定要被高舉、被榮耀。
Every vision that God has for you for 2026.
神俾你2026年有咩任何嘅意象
？And everything description in the Word of God that God has given you in the new coming year.
喺新嘅一年裏邊，神喺佢嘅話語裏邊俾你有任何睇到乜嘢嘅時候
？And the act of remembering and writing down has two consequences: lake of fire or eternal relationship with God.
當你係寫上呢啲嘢嘅時候，至終有兩個嘅結果，一就係同神永遠一齊。
Now, if you read verses 1 to 7, and if the Holy Spirit is giving you the instruction and understanding, then you will no longer depending on your works for your salvation.
如果你喺由第一節到第七節去睇嘅時候，耶神嘅聖靈俾你去指導，你唔再去靠自己嘅工作行為去賺到呢個救恩。
Rather, you become thirsty for God.
反之，你會更渴求神。
For the water of life without payments.
这个生命的水是白白给你的。
If you're thirsty, God can offer the water of life.
神，如果你是口渴的时候，神仍能够给他生命的水，这个话语给你。
Do you recognize the need of God's power in your life? That's not the sign of weakness.
你看不看到你需要神的大能在你的生命里面呢？这个不是说给你看到你自己的软弱。
That's wisdom.
这个是智慧。
And that's how we ought to be as image bearer of God.
这个就是我们带有神的形象的人应该有的。
Please don't go drinking from broken cisterns.
不要从这个破碎的瓦器里面去喝水。
It could be your career, relationship, your pleasure, success, or even try to make yourself above other names.
例如係你嘅職業、你嘅成就，或者係使到你自己嘅名咧超乎其他嘢。
The result is clear. There is lake of fire, and there is eternal relationship with God.
個結果係好明顯嘅，一係火湖，二係同神有永遠嘅關係。
But I want to mention there are eight categories that John says if you do any one of them, you will end up in lake of fire.
咁但係約翰所講到嘅有八項係，如果你係咁樣做嘅時候咧，你最後會喺火湖嘅裏邊。
And this is verse 8.
第八節。
Now, there are eight categories those who will face a second death. And you may think number one on that list may be like murder or some worse kind of sin. But John says the first one is cowardly.
这个八种的人八种的行为你可能会觉得可能是杀人淫乱才是摆在第一行。但是约翰呢摆在第一行的是那些胆怯的。
When you want to describe this to your friends,
当你将这件事形容是向你的朋友去形容的时候，
the first element or sin that you commit that will end up making you go to hell or lake of fire, would it be cowardice?
你向他人去形容的时候，第一样会使到你去落地狱或者火湖的时候，会不会提到是胆怯呢？
Well, cowardice is actually a great sin.
事实上胆怯是一个很大的罪。
It's those who know the truth and yet deny Christ to save their own skin.
就是说那些为到他自己，纵使他知道这个真理，但是他仍然否定基督的人。
They are people who confess their faith like the Apostles' Creed and yet when it costs them something they abandon Christ.
就是那些他认信好像承认这个使徒信经的，但是神去呼召他的时候，他就是抛弃了基督。
They love the approval of men more than God.
他们喜欢人的认同赞许多过神的赞许。
And God says through John, you are a coward and that is a sin.
神就藉着约翰他说你就是胆怯的，这个是有罪。
The list goes on. Faithless, detestable, murderers, the sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, liars, and so forth.
然后继续他说不信的、可憎的、杀人的、淫乱的、行邪术的、拜偶像的，还有一切讲谎话的。
Now before you say I'm not a murderer, I'm not a liar, I'm not a sexually immoral, hear me out.
但你首先，当你首先说我不是杀人的，我不是行邪术的，我不是淫乱的，我不是讲大话的，但你听我说。
Remember Jesus' words in Matthew 5:22.
记得耶稣在马太福音五章二十节所讲，二十二节。
This can relate to a lot of us, but he says, if anyone is angry with his brother, they will be liable for judgment.
他说凡向弟兄动怒的，他说难免受审判。
Before you say, I'm not sexually immoral, I am not infidel, remember in Matthew 5:28, everyone who looks at a woman with a lustful intent or men with a lustful intent has already committed adultery with her his in his heart.
如果你说我不犯淫乱的，但是你听耶稣基督的话，只是我告诉你们，凡看见妇女就动淫念的，这人心里已经与他犯奸淫了。
Does this mean, Pastor Jin, that if you ever lied, if you ever looked someone with likeness, am I going to hell?
咁你话郑牧师系咪话我以前讲过任何嘅大话，我向妇女动过淫念，我系咪要就去地狱咧
？No，
唔系。
Remember these are unrepented, repeated patterns。
你要记得呢啲所讲嘅不断嘅重复嘅犯嘅罪。
These are the people who lives their life as characterized by these sins.They do not refuse to turn to Christ or turn away from these sins.
这些人呢是重复的去犯这些罪，他们拒绝回到耶稣基督的里面去悔改。
But these sins do reveal who you worship.
但这些罪实在是揭示了你敬拜着什么。
Murder reveals worship of power. Murder reveals that you are worshiping for power.
这个谋杀就是俾你睇到你敬拜紧呢个权力。
Sexual immorality, you are worshiping pleasure.
而呢個淫亂就係俾你睇到你敬拜緊呢個快樂。
Idolatry reveals that we are worshiping anything other than but God.
而拜偶像俾你睇到你敬拜緊所有嘅嘢，除咗神之外。
Now, if you're lying,
如果你講大話嘅時候咧
，which we do so many times,
我哋係好多次咁樣做。
It reveals that we are worshiping self-preservation.
就俾人睇到你係敬拜緊你要保存自己。
And the verdict is clear.
而呢個判決係好清楚嘅。
They will face the second death.
佢哋會面對第二次嘅死。
You might be thinking, isn't God too harsh? How can God do this if He's loving God?
你可能問啦，神點可以咁樣做咧？呢個太過嚴苛啦。如果佢係一個愛嘅神，佢唔應該咁樣做。
Well, let me say two things and I'll end here.
咁讓我講幾樣嘢。
First, God is not just only loving God; He is just God.
神不单只是一个爱的神，并且他是一个公义的神。
And sin is an offense against the infinitely holy God.
而罪呢，就是得罪了这个永远圣洁的神。
We might be sinning against each other, but we're ultimately sinning against God, and it's an offense to Him.
可能我们向人是犯罪，但始终我们其实是得罪了神，我们是犯罪得罪祂。
It is an offense to infinite God. Whoever has committed that sin to an infinite God deserves infinite punishment.
而當你去向呢、这個無限嘅神去犯罪得罪嘅時候，你所配得嘅就係永遠嘅死亡。
And C.S. Lewis put it this way.
路易斯佢咁樣講。
The gates of hell are locked from inside.
呢個地獄嘅門咧，其實喺從裏邊去反鎖。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Which group are you?
你係屬於邊一種人咧
？As we start 2026.
当我们开始新的一年
I want to give you three self-examination tools.
我希望你用三个的方法去自我考察
And this is based on 2 Corinthians 13.
是基于是哥林多后书的13章
First, ask yourself.
首先问自己
Am I thirsty for God, or am I satisfied with this world?
首先问自己我是不是渴求神还是我满足于这个世界呢
Second, am I overcoming or am I giving up when faith gets hard?
我是不是要去胜过这些反还是是当信仰的路是很难行的时候我就放弃呢
And third one is the hardest.
第三最难的
What would make me renounce Christ?
有什么会使到我去弃绝基督呢
What would make me renounce Christ?
有乜嘢會使到我去放棄基督
？Now, if you find that your faith is weak, run to Christ.
如果你覺得你嘅信心係軟弱嘅時候，你就要奔向基督。
If you have no real love for God,
如果你對神冇真嘅愛嘅時候
，and if you have no real for Jesus,
如果你冇真嘅愛對基督嘅時候
，then know you are in grave danger.
要知道你係一個危險嘅當中。
And I pray that 2026 may be different for you.
我祈祷2026年对你会是一个不同的一年。
Turn to Christ today.
今日转向基督。
He is able to save the uttermost weak.
他能够去拯救你在最软弱的时候。
Those who draw near to God.
那些去亲近神的人。
But if you never trusted Christ or you've never heard Him as your personal Lord and Savior.
如果你从未接受耶稣基督做你的救主的时候。
Then I plead with you.
我拯救你。
Do not leave this place without unchanged heart.
唔好带住一个冇改变嘅心离开呢个地方。
The promises God has in today's passage is real.
神喺今日嘅经文俾你嘅应许系真嘅。
The warnings in the Bibles are real.
圣经里边嘅警告系真嘅。
And the invitation is also real.
神对你嘅邀请亦都系真嘅。
Come, everyone who thirsts.Come to the waters.
凡是口渴的来到神给你的水里面。
Let me close this in a word of prayer.
让我们结束的时候祈祷。
Father, we thank you for this vision of the new creation.
天父，我们感谢你这个新天新地的异象。
We thank you that you have not left us in the dark.
我们感谢你不是任由在我们在这个黑暗当中。
But you have shown us where we are heading.
但你俾我哋睇到我哋要走向嘅方向。
And we thank Jesus who are making all things new.
我哋感謝耶穌基督使一切都成為新。
Lord, strengthen our faith.
主堅固我哋嘅信心。
Help us to live this year as citizens of the New Jerusalem.
让我们过新的一年是作为一个天国新的子民。
As the one who are already tasting the water of life.
是作为能够已经尝过生命的水的人。
And as overcomers who persevere by your grace.
是藉着你的恩典去胜过罪。
And anyone who do not know Christ yet this morning.
如果今天早上未认识基督的人。
We pray that today would be the day of salvation.
我们祈祷今天就是你救恩临到的时候。
Would you draw them closer to you?
愿意他们更加靠近你
Give them spiritual thirst.
给他们灵里面口渴
Grant them repentance and faith in you.
给他们在食着信心在你里面悔改
We ask all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
我们奉耶稣基督的名义求 Amen.